Hi, this is Councillor Lee Corio. I want to thank KFSK for the opportunity to offer a rebuttal to John Haverlick's commentary given earlier today. I want to begin by saying that I fully understand that there are many good people who disagree with me about the future of our city manager. I welcome the expression of your concerns or of your support for Richard Underkoffler. The primary reason I sought this opportunity to speak in rebuttal is due to the fact that John simply does not have his facts straight. He spoke of a plan by the council to remove a number of our department directors from their positions. This is not true. I'm not sure what rumor mill John has plugged into, but these allegations are completely and utterly false. The fact is, a majority of us have an abiding respect for our department directors and do not have any intent, desire, or design to cancel any of their contracts. In regard to our city workers, John indicated that they were in for a rude awakening when it comes time to negotiate the new union contracts. This is a false accusation, period. It has no merit, and it has no evidence to support it. Finding cost savings in our budget does not mean we have our workers' livelihood on the chopping block. I believe that every member of our city council wants to do the best we can for our workers. John's rumor mill has missed the mark again. Thirdly, John asserted that a majority of the council members have consistently behaved in an unethical and unprofessional way to the detriment of the city of Petersburg. I have not personally observed unethical or unprofessional conduct from any of our city council members during my time on the council. Furthermore, I have not behaved in an unethical or unprofessional manner myself. Yes, there have been heated discussions at times. There have been strong disagreements and occasional flaring of tempers. However, I believe each member of our council is trying their best to do what they believe is in the best interest of our city. Whether I agree with everyone or not, I respect that they are serving with a heart to do what is best for Petersburg. Mr. Haverlick says that we are the laughingstock of the state. Well, I've talked to a number of leaders around the state as well, and most of them have seen their own cities experience times of difficulty. In the past year, a number of city managers have been released just in Southeast Alaska alone. There have been heated debates in every city hall in the state at one time or another. If people want to avoid looking at the mess in their own backyard by poking fun at us, then chalk it up to human nature. Finally, I'm sorry to hear that John is unmotivated to work with the city. He knows very well that I've put a great deal of time and effort into improving the city's relationship with the Petersburg Indian Association. Everyone in the council and throughout our city deeply appreciates the contribution that the PIA has been making to Petersburg, and they enjoy the favor and respect of all. In talking with various members of the PIA board, it's my understanding that the PIA has a strong desire to continue to add value to our community, and I stand with the rest of our city council in our desire to have a positive working relationship into the foreseeable future. Thank you for listening to this rebuttal. I hope you'll give it serious consideration as you form your opinions and as you state your views.